So in this episode, I want to talk to you about, like being bullied or like, I don't know, people not being very nice to you, whatever knobby reason they have. But people will always punish what they're jealous of, without a doubt, right? So I see it all the time. I see, people bullying other people and they take the piss out of people, in a nefarious kind of way. Is they're jealous of it. Why else would you give a shit? I'll give you a real quick story, right? I was sat at my desk at work and I was in a relationship with a woman at the time, and we didn't last because she was a nightmare. But anyway, my colleague who I don't know why, but everything she said, my God, it was dull. In the sense of she just kept saying sexual innuendos all the time. She kept saying like things like, "Oh, you wish, Katie." Huh? I don't think so, babes. And then she'd be like, "Oh, you wish. Oh, it's only because you fancy me. We all know that you fancy me." And I thought, who is this chick? Right. So one day I just snapped and I said, "Look, right, it's obviously really important for you to have me fancy you. Like, I don't know why, but I seem to be the missing piece of your fucking life." And I says, like, just pack it in, wind it in. It's not funny. I don't fancy you at all. I like pretty people. And well, that was it. That was it. Put her in a place. Now, you always get the opportunity to shut them down, right? It's your decision to shut them down. And if you have to go hard, go hard. Sometimes you have to go hard to go home, right? And sometimes you just have to go straight in there. And you owe it to yourself to do that. You owe it to your own self-esteem. But know that they do this because they're jealous. I mean, the little doll that sat opposite me, who just kept saying all these comments, she was really insecure. And there's nothing wrong with being insecure, but don't project that onto me, Don't try and drag me down to booster yourself up, because I'm not being used. There's no way. There's no way, So think about who's been mean to you. Think about the relationships that you've had. Think about when you were being bullied at school. They took the piss out of you because they were jealous. Yeah. Now, I've seen the most beautiful women be bullied at school because your bully sometimes sees your potential before you do. Yeah. So there's you feeling like a little ugly duckling, and they're seeing that actually, geez, she's really beautiful. We can't let her know. Because they don't want to be left behind. Because their self-esteem is so low, Yeah, being insecure is a horrible thing to happen. It can be debilitating because it stops you from moving forward and telling people that you like them, and being vulnerable in that way. But also, if you have a bad heart, it can turn you into this little spiteful little shit. But if you've got a good heart, I mean, all that matters in life really is if you've got a good heart or a bad heart. If you've got a good heart, I mean, it doesn't really matter. Like, majority of the time, you've got a good heart, right? So even if you're a bit off key sometimes, does it matter? Nah, you've got a good heart. But sometimes when someone's got a bad heart and they're insecure, it's just a recipe for disaster. Like, they're just going to project everything onto you all the time. Yeah. So just ignore them. Ignore me, me. Bye bye. Teletubby, bye bye. But just know that whatever someone has taken out of you or tried to destroy you, it's because they want something. I went on a work trip once and I was the newbie. There was two women, so me included, in this work trip full of men. And there was one young man and he was really loud, really boisterous. Told everyone that he got off his tits all the time, drank all the time, and how many people he'd slept with. So straight off the bat, I just thought, yeah, we ain't gonna vibe. Like, first of all, that's very private stuff. So like, but you're wearing it like a badge of honor, but okay. And I realized like he just kept staring at me, and I thought, oh, I think I'm gonna have an issue with this guy. And I remember, this was the first night that we all met each other. Like, I was new, so it was my first time. I think they'd all met each other before. And someone made a joke And I apparently laughed slightly behind everybody else. I don't think I did, but whatever. Like, who cares if I did? Like, who's got a stopwatch out, right? And he shouts at the top of his lungs in front of everybody that I was weird and that I laugh slower than everybody else. And in that moment, I just thought, what a cock. Like, what are you trying to tell me? And as long as you stay in your lane, right? You stay in, you've got control over your energy. I'm not allowing my energy to be like penetrated here, right? So I'm sitting there and I'm just looking at him really, really like closely, just thinking, what are you trying to tell me in a roundabout way? And I thought in that moment, it was really important for you to try and highlight and make me feel stupid and show me that you have control over the group. So in that moment, control is really important to you, but in that moment, you're showing me your top dog. So obviously, because I have not made any moves whatsoever to be top dog, I've literally just turned up. So in that moment, he was telling me, he was complimenting me, telling me that he felt a threat. He thought I would have more influence over him. I didn't even know at this point. I was like, what? But if you look closely at what they're doing or they're trying to do, they're telling you, but in a roundabout way. Every conversation is information. So whatever they're saying to you is they're telling you how they feel and what they think. Now, a negative person will tell you in a very negative way, and a positive person will tell you in a positive way. A positive person will tell you what they think and feel in a very direct, confident, positive way. A negative person will tell you what they think and feel in a very nefarious, sneaky, backhanded kind of way. So you just got to work it out, but you're not stupid. You'll work it out. So behind every bully is a motivation. And you've got to figure out what that motivation is. Now, I think he also clocked the fact that I ain't touching him with a barge pole. So I obviously have a vibe about me which said, no thanks. I'm not going to be one of your many victims. No thank you. Or whoever these people are that you've apparently slept with, which I don't think that was, I don't think he was lying. But also, no thanks. You know, it's all private stuff. I'm not that kind of person. But he recognized I wasn't that kind of girl. And it alarmed him, so he had to try and reduce me in front of the group. Now, my reaction, I realized my reaction was going to tell the whole group who I was. So I had to make sure that I didn't bow down to this little dick, but also I wasn't going to try and, you know, be top dog. So I realized in that moment everyone was watching me. It really is like pack animals, it really is. And all I did was I just looked him in the face, kept very still, and just shrugged my shoulders. I didn't say anything. Me not saying anything showed him you're not worth speaking to, and it showed the others absolutely not bothered by that comment. So it showed confidence. You know, a great book that I can recommend for this kind of stuff is books around training your dog and Leader of the Pack. There's a book called Leader of the Pack. I can't remember who the author is. But basically, my granny was a dog breeder and she was a judge at Crufts. So she's very high in the dogs world and very good, very good. And she bred pedigrees. And she always had an air about her, like, you know, how to control people and how to come across. So I remembered this and I thought, my God, it's, you know, you see it in pack animals as well. I mean, I saw these dogs just barking and barking and barking, and then one dog didn't bark, didn't make any noise, just confronted the group, walked slowly, owned its energy, and the others bowed down. And it was very obvious who the leader of the pack is. You know, and sometimes sticking up for yourself, reacting, it shows weakness. Just look at them in the face. So learn about how dogs are. Learn leader of the pack. Learn how to have that energy, that vibe. And I tell you, they know their place. Will they shut up? Probably not. Will they keep going? Yeah, probably. Because they're stupid. People like these are like kamikaze pilots. You know, they're just got to get the word in, got to get the 2 pence worth in, fighting for attention, being really loud. But there's a way in which you can communicate back. There's a way in which you can shut it down. You must owe it to yourself to shut it down. That's your decision. That's your contribution, your energy. No one can control your energy. They can try. They can try and control the way that you think about yourself. They can try and get you to feel differently. I've had people try and weaponize my bad speech against me. People, oh, you take too long when you're talking about something. And again, I just look at them very calmly. I don't even not blink. I blink. I continue to do what I'm doing. And I continue. In that moment, I'm showing you, I'm not changing, bitch. I can walk out the room, leave me alone then. I'm not changing. I'm going to continue to tell my story, and I'm going to continue talking. And you see them reduce, and you think, God, fancy being that mouthy and you can't even follow it up. You get intimidated by silence. Like it's just beggar's belief. But the ones that want to reduce you, they're jealous. And I know it's hard because to understand jealousy and to understand why people would do this, right? But think about it. If you have something missing within your own self-esteem and your own components, and you see someone who is effortless, effortlessly talented, effortless got mixed up. Effortlessly intelligent, effortlessly beautiful, then of course they'd be jealous because they don't have the self-esteem to think, well, I can be like that. I remember going for a coffee a couple of years ago with someone, and I knew she'd been bullied, and I said to her, you were bullied, right? And she said, yeah. And I knew she'd been bullied because she was so, well, she still is, she's not dead. She's so delicately beautiful and very, very humble. You can see she makes herself small in a way. And she reads the room, very, very intelligent, very intelligent. And you can see she has these little quirks, very interesting little quirks, and lots of anxiety running through her body. I could feel it like electricity, lots of anxiety. And, so incredibly, like she just reminded me of like a little pixie. Very fascinating. In a non-creepy way, I reckon I could have watched this girl all day. I say girl, she's like mid-30s, but I reckon I could have watched her all day. Like I think I got a bit obsessed because I was just like, she's the most wonderful little thing I've ever seen in my life. Like so many, what's it like a Rubik's cube? So many sides, like intelligent, beautiful, emotional, like everything. And but the way that she kind of made herself subtle was quite an interesting mix. But I knew the minute I saw her, I was like, bet you've been bullied, and I bet you get in controlling relationships, and I bet people try and control you all the time. Because she would have inadvertently, without realizing, consumed your whole life because she was so multifaceted. And again, she still is because she's not dead. She's so multifaceted that you would spend your whole life just becoming so obsessed with this girl. With that, and again, not in a creepy way. It's the same magic that if you go to the Tate Britain and you look at the Lady of Shalott, captivating. And it's on her face, the Lady of Shalott. Now, that painting is obviously derived from a Tennyson poem. That's what I like about Waterhouse. He paints from poems, which is just brilliant. I mean, how awesome is that? But anyway, Lady of Shalott, some of these old Waterhouse paintings, they have an expression which is just so feminine, so delicate, and so such a story, And it's like a bottomless pit. You would just keep finding more and more and more about this person, like more and more. And you can always tell they're the ones that get bullied because they have so much capacity. And then the bully is thick as shit. They're so dense, they're so small, they're so reduced, you know. It takes a special kind of person to appreciate someone like that. And obviously, I'm bigging myself up here because it's like I have the emotional intelligence to know what it is, you know. And other people will admire that and then try and reduce it or try and break her, you know. And it's not fair. It's like, why? Let her be wild, you know. Let her be herself. Let her live. She's not stupid, you know. She knows boundaries. She knows keep herself safe, you know. And I find that I see women like this getting very, and men actually, they get into relationships and they get broken because the person that loves them the most can't let them be free because they get insecure and they get bothered because they know that they will get attention and they know that they can have anything if they just believed in it. So they get scared of being left behind. So they try and break them, they try and reduce them. And in a weird twist of fate, that's why you got bullied. That's why people pick on you, is because you're so far removed from who they are that they are both captivated and jealous and in awe and resentful. They only have like three emotions compared to your vastness. They don't know how to handle you. They don't know how to produce. They don't know how to process. They don't know how to digest you. They can't sit amongst you. They have to criticize you. Same person goes to the Tate Modern and goes, "That's a boring photo. That's a boring painting." They don't understand the depth. They don't understand it's Waterhouse. They don't understand it derives from Tennyson. They don't understand the language. They don't understand anything. They don't want to understand anything. They walk in and they criticize it because they feel inferior. And they're quite rightly so, you know, quite rightly so. They are, because they're not trying. You know, I love it when I have people in my life who are so massively different from me, and so like I know my limits. Sometimes I feel like a really thick shit. Like sometimes I'm like, oh, I did not get that. I just didn't see it. Like in some areas of my life, I am so dense. But I have such a wonderful awe about me where I am like a sponge. I appreciate other people who are so different. So I don't have an angry heart. My heart is very full, but I know that sometimes I can be childlike and limited. And sometimes I meet people who are not limited at all. And I just think, wow, they take my breath away. Like they're just, I'm just like, I'm in awe, you know? Take that as a compliment. If you've been bullied and people have stressed you out and people have criticized you, they want your attention, but they want to ruin you so that you don't far succeed their greatest woes and worries about themselves, which is they're going to get left behind. And if they can break you and reduce you, then no one gets in front of them. But naturally, you just breathing, you're ahead of them. They're very much in their ego. They're very stupid. It's not good. So anyway, on that note, I hope that helps and brings a bit of clarity. Fuck 'em. Honestly, some people are just like, what? If only they could just let their guard down and learn from you. Like their life would change, but they can't let go of the ego. They can't let go of the control, you know? So look, love you loads. As always.